Bonjour, bonsoir, and welcome to Kill James Bond, Tuer James Bond. I am Alice Caldwell-Kelly, joined as always by my friends Abigail Thorne and Devon.
Hello!
How you doing?
Really pushing GCSE French recollections here.
Wheels are fucking falling off mine, I gotta say.
So welcome to the first episode of a new season of the podcast, one forced upon us by the cowards at the American motion picture industry.
Bastards.
Who are currently being struck by both their writers and their actors.
Sucks to suck.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And until they get back around the negotiating table and give those people everything they want, we are engaging in the much-trailed season of solidarity. Mm-hmm. This was your idea, Dev. Do you want to sort of brief us here?
Yeah. So I got some guidance back from SAG, and they said that they consider anything that is or would have been produced under a SAG theatrical contract to be struck work, which is essentially everything that was ever made in America.
Mm-hmm. But also, we aren't covered because we're film criticism rather than promotion.
It is important to note, we don't actually have to do anything. We're doing it because of a sense of solidarity.
Nice. Yeah, because we're nice and because you should, you know, we want you to feel very positive about listening to this podcast rather than us having a sort of unfair competitive advantage when every American podcast is like, ooh.
Can we say the specific guidance that they gave us?
Oh my God. So this badly annoyed me, right? Because, listen, I support the unions unreservedly. Their communications throughout the strike, less so. And one of the things that they told us was, well, it depends, because if you're doing, like, criticism, it would have to be, like, if you're doing, like a modern Siskel and Ebert.
That was specifically, like, if you are the modern day Siskel and Ebert, then that's criticism. And it's like...
And that triggered me.
Well, immediately we're fucked, because there's three of us.
Yeah. Siskel and Ebert and Devon? No. How you doing?
Please touch your hand to this metal plate. Yeah. No, but I genuinely, like, this triggered and owned me because I will absolutely make the case any day of the week and twice on Sunday that what we're engaged in here is serious film criticism. It just also includes a lot of phrases like serving cunt, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It's you know, Dev is wearing a Serpico hat as we record this. This is both serious and not. Right?
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, there was a thing a while ago. Somebody was lamenting that there weren't any like serious film critics anymore. They were all gone. It was somebody in a newspaper.
Here, bitch, we're here.
Exactly, we're right here. It was somebody in the fucking Guardian. And I think I responded to them like, film criticism is alive and well, but it's all on sexy podcasts instead of transphobic newspapers.
That's right. I'm sorry that we believe that there are more than two genders, mm-hmm. right? But like...
Not even believe, we know! There's more than two genders on this fucking podcast!
Yeah. But you have to set that aside and, like, listen to the film criticism as it is. So with that in mind, mm-hmm. because we didn't feel great doing struck work, what we're doing is, as best we can tell, not struck work.
Yes.
Which is every film in the IMDb category Eurospy.
In release order, that's right. Because when it comes down to it, we're a movie about James Bond. And James Bond had reverberations in the film scene. Some of them were felt immediately, and one of those is the explosion of Eurospy movies.
Yeah, so there were basically a bunch of, like, Bond brackets, like, German or Bond brackets French, and that's what we're doing in this case. So France had their own James Bond, OSS 117, 117.
We've met him before.
We have. Yes. We did him in a bonus episode way back in season one.
OSS 117. Pour vous servir.
One in season two as well, actually.
Oh, yeah.
We've done two of the sort of, like, reboots, the comic reboots of this character, but OSS 117, OSS 117, is one of approximately a billion Eurospy movies that we're going to be doing that will all be called shit like Agent 700, right? And the funny thing is, OSS 117, like, I believe predates... certainly the movies, but predates some Bond too, I think.
Yeah, this is 19...